Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hayden, you better sit down. You are sitting down. Maybe I better sit down. I got great news. I can't sit down. I'm too excited.
Come on, Luther. Just get on with it, would it?
Guess who can play Saturday? Who? You better sit down.
Luther, come on!
Okay, all right. Okay, Doc, bring him in.
Bo, your shoulder's not bandaged.
Show him what you can do, Bo.
Oh, I love this!
And you can throw it further than 5 feet, right?
You were just up on the practice field. He let it go for 55 yards.
Now, I know I haven't played all season, but I think I can start Saturday. That is, if you don't mind my being a little rusty.
You kidding? You rusty is better than anybody we got fully greased. I just want you to take it easy before game time. I don't want you to lift anything. I don't want you to throw anything. If you have to scratch an itch, I want you to call Dauber.
Okay, coach.
No, I'm not kidding, Bo. You give Dauber the key to your dorm room. I want you safe and sound until Saturday. I don't want to do anything that could possibly injure that shoulder.
You got it.
I want you to keep an eye on him. Don't let him leave your side.
You can count on me, coach. I'm not going to let him out of my sight.
Holy cow! It's my... Bo! Wait up!
By the way, did you guys see the article in today's student paper about Bo? I'm quoted for the first time ever. I'll read it if you like. It says, the return of Bo Whitley could salvage what has been a heartbreaking season until now. Okay, here's my part. Assistant coach Michael Dauber-Dubinsky says, quote, it sure is going to be great to have Bo back, end quote. You know what's funny? When I was first approached about this, I was afraid I wouldn't have anything to say, but once I started talking, I just couldn't stop. I feel kind of immortal.
That's great, Dob. You want to feel kind of useful? Put our bags on the bus, because we got a plane to catch.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you guys. Did you see my quote in today's paper?
No.
Here, have a copy. I made a lot of extras. Excuse me.
What do you need?
Nothing. We just came down to wish you luck on tomorrow's game. Bonne chance.
Listen, since the game tomorrow is going to be televised, mm-hmm. and you're going to be out of town, mm-hmm. and since your big screen TV works so much better than our radio, we were just wondering if possibly we could come over to your cabin and watch the game there.
You want to watch a football game, Stu?
As much as I abhor the sexual stereotype, I am a guy, sir. I can enjoy the drama of the gridiron as much as the next fellow.
Yeah, you're a regular lumberjack.
It just so happens that Kelly and I and the rest of the theater department really do want to watch the game.
Huh. Well, you guys wouldn't be using the football game to con me into letting you use my cabin for a party this weekend, would you?
Ulterior motive whenever I ask you something.
Well, you are my daughter, sweetheart, and I keep thinking you must have inherited something from me.
If you wanted to have a party, we'd be honest and just come right out and ask you. Just out of curiosity, what if someday we were honest and we did want to have a party at your cabin?
Well, I guess that'd be okay.
What if that someday were Saturday?
Kelly, tell you what, just do me a favor, huh? At some point during the party, would you at least turn on the game?
Oh, of course, Dad. Don't let me forget that. I see you Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Bonne chance, Daniel.
Merci. Bus is all ready to go, Coach. Man, you guys are really psyched.
I tell you, I've never seen the team so fired up. You know, I've been thinking. We've been waiting all season for Bo to come back. I mean, if we win, I think we really ought to do something to celebrate.
Here, what'd you have in mind?
Let me run this by you. I'm just kind of freewheeling it here. What if when we land, instead of coming back here on the bus with the team, we stay in Minneapolis, we go to Chuck's Big Chicken, get a family-sized bucket of all white, and, I don't know, go to a drive-in movie or something.
Wow! Does that sound great?
And I'm not just talking chicken, either. I mean the biscuits, the bean, the coleslaw, the whole picnic party special.
If we don't win, I'm gonna cry!
I think I'm gonna cry now. That's your idea of a great time, a stupid bucket of chicken in a movie? If we're gonna treat ourselves, let's do it right.
What, are you talking about ribs or something?
Fellas, you know, Chuck's Big Chicken is not the only great place to eat in Minneapolis. If we're gonna celebrate, come on, let's do something sophisticated. Let's get ourselves some steaks. Let's just go wild.
Hello.
Tell you what, you guys get a hotel room. I'll stay with Christine. I'll meet you at Montana's for dinner. And after that, we'll go out and we will destroy Minneapolis.
All right, that sounds great. Hey, Luke, where do you want to get a room?
You know, there's a motel right next to Chuck's Big Chicken.
You mean Chuck's Big Motel?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then in the morning, we can go to Chuck's and get the big breakfast club.
Oh, Bo Whitley, I'm glad you play for me. We beat the heck out of Texas Tech next week. It's Tennessee.
Christine, your conquering hero is home. Put on your dancing shoes. I'm ready to party.
I hate
him. Gee, oh no, you're not sick, are you?
I've been trying all day not to be, but it's hard.
What's the matter?
Well, I think I've got the flu. I've had the chills all day. I'm achy. My temperature is 102, and my throat is killing me.
You think going out would make you feel better?
It was all I could do to come out here. I think you should celebrate without me.
No way, Christine. Come on, I'm going to stay here and take care of you.
You are?
Yeah, is that such a huge surprise?
Well, kind of.
Well, hey, I'm not going to run out on you when you're sick.
Oh, Hayden, that is so sweet.
Well, you do the same thing for me.
Well, I know, but it's just so unusually thoughtful of you. I mean, that you would give up your celebration to stay with me. You really are a great guy.
You gonna cry?
No, no, I'm gonna sneeze. Oh.
Wow, you are sick. Usually when you sneeze, it's just one of those little bird sneezes. That was a door slammer, Christine.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, come on. Here, I'll help you.
Will Luther and Dauber be really disappointed you're not there?
Oh, no, they'll probably be thrilled. This way they can eat chicken and biscuits until they can't walk. It'll be the night they've always dreamed about.
You really are my hero.
Hey, and you know, the best thing is I'm not doing this for points or anything. It's just coming naturally. Hey, I haven't looked through a Newsweek in ages. Better make myself some dinner.
Christine's still sick?
Yeah, she's in bed sleeping. What are you doing here?
You're not going to believe who we ran into at the restaurant.
Hey, Tom! You old dog! Come on in here. What are you doing here?
Oh, I flew in to cover the Viking game tomorrow.
Friends.
Hey, Fox, I would like you to meet Kendra.
Hi, my name is Kendra.
Gotcha. And this is Dinah.
Nice to meet you. I'm a huge football fan.
Oh, yeah?
Tom tells me you're a coach or something.
Yeah. Why don't you sit down?
We didn't mean to barge in, Hayden, but we found out about this great party, and a lot of the Viking coaches are going to be there. We're all invited.
You're kidding.
Well, technically, Tom's invited, but he can get us in.
Yeah, well, technically, it's Kendra and Dinah who are invited, but they can get us in.
I'd love to go. You know how much I want to meet the Viking coaches, but I'd promise Christine I'd stay here with her.
Well, I thought you said she was asleep.
Well, she is, but I still, you know, I think I should stay here.
This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime party, Coach. They only have it twice a year.
Well, hey, it's not that I don't want to go, you know. It's just that Christine made this big deal about what a great guy I was for staying with her.
Hayden, if she's sleeping, how would she even know you're gone?
If she's anything like me, when I have the flu, I can sleep around the clock. It's like I'm dead from the neck up.
Right. Come on. You can sneak off for an hour, can't you? She won't wake up.
That's true. I mean, she took some of that nighttime cough medicine. You know, that stuff knocks you out pretty good. Sneaking out is still kind of dishonest, isn't it?
Well, you don't have to sneak out. Why don't you just go tell her?
Well, if I wake her up and tell her I'm leaving, then I'm not a great guy for staying.
If you don't think you should go, Coach, let your conscience be your guide.
Oh, come on. Just quit badgering me, will you? I'm trying to think.
Hey, it's one little hour. She'll never know you're gone.
You know what's really bothering me here? Because I never asked for this great guy label anyway. I mean, Christine, you just painted me into a corner. Now I can't go out and have a good time. I got this great guy noose around my neck.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. It's so confusing. What's right? What's wrong? What's great? What's sneaky? You know what would really help? I think what would really help if I could just get out of here for an hour and just clear my head. Come on, let's go. Come on, she's still asleep. Okay, now let's find your earring and you can get the hell out of here.
Okie dokie. You know, I guess it doesn't really matter if we find it. It wasn't that expensive.
Oh, yeah? Well, if Christine finds it, it's going to be very expensive. It's going to cost me a relationship. Oh, man, I hope she doesn't come out here now.
It's not like we're doing anything wrong.
Yo!
What's the matter?
Well, geez, I'll find your stupid little unicorn. Yeah, terrific. Now just get the hell out of here.
Ooh. What? I feel a little dizzy.
You all right?
I guess I had more champagne than I thought. I'm sure I'll feel much better once I get in the car.
What? No, wait a minute. If you're feeling dizzy, you can't drive.
You wouldn't have a cup of coffee, would you?
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess I can make one real quick, but then you're going to have to get out of here.
Thanks. You're awfully nice.
Yeah, I told you what a great guy I am. Bess!
What's going on?
Get back in there, don't say anything.
Doing?
I was washing the dishes, Pumpkin. Washing the dishes.
Hayden, you're too good to be true.
Yeah, I know that. How are you feeling?
Putrid. I just came out to get a glass of water.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Well, as long as I'm out here, you don't go anywhere near that kitchen. Well, you just go back to bed. I'll get that water for you.
Hayden, you really are an angel.
Well, then let me earn my wings. Come on, you go back to bed.
When are you coming?
Soon. Soon as I get your water. Okay. Now go. Okay. Go, go, go. Come on. Go.
Where are we going?
We gotta get out of here.
I thought you said I was too dizzy to drive.
There's a hotel right across the street. You can check into a room.
I don't have any money. Date purse. I only have a dollar.
All right, man. Here's $100. Go get yourself a room.
What? You really are a great guy. I could sure go for somebody like you. You wouldn't want to come with me, would you?
Dinah, if I wanted to come with you, I wouldn't have hidden you in the kitchen.
Hayden?
Yes, my sweet?
Is there a problem getting my water?
No problem. I can't keep stalling. You gotta let yourself out. Just close the door behind you.
It was really nice meeting you.
water, 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 water. Good, 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 good. Oh. Yeah. Made it. Still a great guy.
Bring me my tea. Would you also bring the Afghan off the sofa?
Sure. Yikes!
What's the matter?
There's a spider out here, Christine. It's a great big spider.
Oh, God.
You don't want to come out here, Christine. My God. Dinah, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Huh?
What the hell are you doing here? I thought you were going home last night.
I guess I fell asleep on the sofa. What time is it?
Well, it's the end of the world. Come on, you better get up, 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 up.
Hayden, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to get rid of the spider. I'm trying to get the spider to get out of here. Come on, get out of here.
You're asking it to leave?
I'm trying everything, Christine. Come on. Marry it.
Oh, morning, Hayden.
Yeah, be right back to say hello. Damn, what the hell's she doing out there? Come on.
Hayden, are you okay?
Yep, just trying to take care of that spider.
Don't say a word.
I got that spider on the ropes, Christine. Harry, is that gas I smell coming from your apartment?
Gas?
Yeah, sure smells like gas. You better get in there and turn it off before it blows the whole thing up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Spider's dead, Christine. Be in there in a minute with the Afghan.
Oh, Hayden, forget the Afghan. I think I'll just come out and lie on the couch.
What?
Am I going out?
No, get back in there.
Tea ready?
Huh?
Tea? You said you were going to make me a cup of tea?
Well, of course I didn't. I'm going to get in there and check and see how it's doing. Okay, yeah, hey, water's boiling. Your tea with just a little bit of honey will be ready in 1 minute. Christine, you should go back to bed.
Well, I don't want to go back to bed. I'm still a little groggy, but I'm feeling so much better this morning.
You sure you don't want to go back to bed?
What I want is for you to come and sit down next to me. I know I told you this already, but it meant so much that you stayed here with me last night. It said to me that our relationship means more to you now than anything else. And that is just so important. It's so wonderful to know. Thank you.
You gonna sneeze again?
No, this time I am gonna cry.
Oh, Moody. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where did this come from?
The tea? China, I guess.
No, I mean, when did you... Am I so out of it that I didn't notice you going to get the tea?
It didn't walk in here by itself. Honey, I don't think you realize how sick you are. I think you're still very diseased, Christine. I think you ought to get to bed. Come on now.
I'm feeling so much better. Besides, I'm bored in bed.
Hey, you want to make love?
Now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, oh, good. Hayden, my hair is all matted and I'm still all sweaty with the fever and I haven't even brushed my teeth.
Oh, stop it, Christine. Like, you're turning me on so much, I can't believe it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really. I want you now more than ever, honey. You're turning me on. You're driving me crazy. My mind's just doing flip-flops. Now, you just go. You go on there and gargle now.
And I'll be right in a minute.
What are
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to lock the door and put Bolero on the stereo. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go.
Oh, everything's fine. I checked and there wasn't any gas leak at all.
Damn. You got to get back in the kitchen. You're driving me wild, Christine.
Is everything all right, Hayden?
Well, Christine is very sick, Marion.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, she's delirious. She's got a fever. I think she's going to die. You got to run down the store and get some aspirin.
Aspirin? Shouldn't you call a doctor?
I did call a doctor. The doctor said aspirin was her only hope.
But Hayden, I think she's got to have more.
Marion, don't argue with me. Just get out there and get the aspirin. Thank you.
I'm ready.
Me too. I just put on some music. Jeez. Coast is clear. Coast is finally clear. I'll get it!
Where is she?
Who?
My girlfriend, Dinah. I know she was here last night.
Hayden, what in the world is going on here? Who is this?
I don't know. Some guy who's got the wrong apartment.
I ain't got the wrong apartment. Dinah! Where are you?
Who's Dinah?
I'm Dinah.
Hayden?
Christine, I have no idea who these people are.
Vince, I swear to you, nothing happened last night. This man never touched me.
Hayden, what is she talking about?
By the way, here's your $100 back.
What's that for?
The hotel room.
Oh! Oh! My God, Hayden, what in the hell is going on here?
I can explain everything, Christine. First of all, let me start by saying that I am not as great a guy as you think I am.